Okay, this is Parag Zion, Nefes Kalim. We're switching over now to Kalim that are made out of leather and hides. And when are they actually acquired Tuma? And when are they, once they are Tuma, can become Tahor again? Okay, Allah Aleph. Clay or may masa mekabin Tuma. So again, when does a leather Kli acquire Tuma? So the Rambam says, Haturmal Kliyotabo. So when it comes to, let's say, a satchel, Mishi Yachsam Sifsosov, Yichor Sakufan Akhtanen Hayotzen Agabi or Yasa Kifusov. Basically, it's when you smooth out the edges when they're after they're folded over, and there are straps you attach to it to make sure you can close it. Sakurtiha, right? So this is a mat made out of leather. Mishiyachsam yichros v'yasu tzitzasa. So again, that's when it's you trim the borders, and there's a certain design you make on it to make it look pretty. Kitbuleha mishiyachsam yichros. So that's a sheet made out of leather. Once again, also when you seal and trim it. Hakar v'akesa sha'or. So when it comes to pillows and cushions made out of leather, mishiyachsam sisozan, when the borders are sealed, v'yichros hakofen hayotzen, and you trim the edges, v'chenchol yotzbehen, and things like this. Hatfilin, mishiyigmar hakatzitza, so once you finish the box part of the tefillin, afishu asad lasas basa ratzua, even though you're going to put the strap through the box, mikabel sim, at that point it requires sima. Or ha'arisa, so that is a base made out of leather, shu asad lasas lo tibor, that you're going to go ahead and make a cradle out of it to put loops into it, achias and lo, until you make those. Hasandal, a leather shoe, what it called, misha yakmiel, when you bend the leather over. Haminal, also another type of shoe, misha yigov alayim, sandal is more of a sandal, minal, like an open toe, minal is closed, misha yigov alayim, so that is when you place it in the mold you're going to make it with. Mim asa the charkam ulisartate, achi charkam viisartate. And what it called, if in the future, let's say you're going to go ahead and make it a certain color or put certain designs into it, it doesn't become susceptible to tuma until you've actually put in those designs and special colors. Halacha beis, or she'ena lav tsuras kli, ina makabel tuma. So if the hide does not have the shape of a kli, it is not contract tuma. Figaf, therefore, kapshal, or, so when it comes to, let's say, something made out of leather to cover your hand, shakoshin lokte kotsim, ap kalpasayan, that you go ahead and use it when it's like a glove. You use it when you go ahead and pick thorns, facial yakim coats, so this thorn doesn't stick you. And a makabel tuma. This glove thing will not require tuma, meshu or pasha, because it's considered flat. And love source of clay, it doesn't look like a receptacle. Vechen or shemalaknibo, gwalia bakar, the or, shechosimbo, pia behema. So to hide, for instance, that's used to go ahead and collect cow feces, or hide that is used to go ahead and muzzle an animal, or shemoshimbo, hadiborim, bishash, alokan, and bash. Or leather that you cover yourself up when you from the bees when you go ahead and collect honey. Or shemanifimbo is a ruach in their home. So to leather that used as a fan because it's so hot outside, tahorin, these are always tahor of emek hametuma because again they don't have tzuras aklei. Gimel called besa etzvos or tahoros. So finger coverings that made out of leather are tahor chutz mishal kaisin, except for ones that are used to collect certain types of berries. Meishim mekabel is oak because that's the berry it collects. Those are tamei. Nikra, if it gets torn, in a mekabelis rova oak, if it can't hold the majority portion of this type of berry, tahor, it is then tahor. So a belt made out of leather, or so too pieces of leather that someone who's lost a limb puts over the limb, so for instance, let's say they lost a leg, they put the leather over their the area that they lost, in order for them to walk on the ground, the kabbalah, some of these would require to contract them, because they look like a clay. So to leather, rings that are made out of leather, that basically the experts, the leather guys, who go ahead and put on their arms, what it called, so this way when they're working, it doesn't affect the work that they're doing. Mistamen, these acquire tuma, kasharkli or pshutim. Would acquire malacha just like any other straight normal kalim made out of leather. So in a piece of leather, let's say you sew it up to go ahead and cover your arm and hand, that's used by people who go ahead and do winnowing or people who are traveling, and people who go ahead and make flax, and this would contract them. But if it is used by people who paint, or blacksmiths, it does not acquire tuma. Zeh klal is the principle, called also the Kabbalah, anything made as a receptacle, kadesh yakeu coats, so that it won't be hurt by a thorn, the kadesh yochas yofe yofe, or that someone will be able to grab onto something well, the kabbal tuma does acquire tuma. But if it's there because of sweat, so the thing won't get destroyed. That he's using because he's involved because he's using his hands. Then in makabatuma, that would not attract tuma. Now this goes into switching over now to what makes the kli tame into something taller. What size does the hole have to be? Meaning, how dysfunctional does the kli have to be? A leather kli have to be for it to be tahor. All right, so hachemes mishen tinakev kimotzi pekiyo shel shesim. So if we recall, a loom has on it a warp and a woof. So in this case, the hole is large enough for the ball of warp to fall through. Maybe the hole of kabal shel shesim, if it can't hold that. Hole of kabal shel erev, if it does the woof, then the kabal shel tumah would acquire tumah ad she tinakev ruba, until the majority of the container has a hole. Lagazayin atormel she nafachas hakis shebesoho. So a leather satchel, going back to that case of four, let's say the inner pocket is torn out, a dyna term of kabal tumah, the satchel still will require tumah being a fiber low because it's not considered anymore attached to that inner pocket. Let's say a person makes out of leather something like a canteen type thing or a pouch to drink out of, and in using the leather, he includes the scrotum of the animal, benifchasu. And in such a case, let's say it's what it called open, but it's definitely part of the container, tahoros, shena mekabelas mekabelas kedarcha, because we say it's not able to contain liquids in a normal way. Lakatas kli or sheish lo lulaos v'shinatzos kagon sandal imaki v'kishal shantzos. Okay, so let's say I have a leather kli, and let's say it has different kinds of loops and different kinds of straps. For instance, a certain type of sandal or what it called a pouch that was tied closed. Api shekashahin mutarin analin soros kli. So even though when they are untied, right, they do not look like a kli. Nonetheless, they acquire tuma because shehem mutarim, even when they're untied. Because the average person can quickly go ahead and put the strings to the loops and retie it, and immediately get it back to the receptacle that it was. So too, let's say a person remove the straps entirely, but nifsa the tzura, and now the kli doesn't have the tzura anymore, the form. Then arayin taran these atara afish efshal atzion shulab uman. Even though they could return without the help of an expert. Like you had kis shel shnatzo shenitlu shnitzav, right? Let's say I have little strings that come from a pouch, and let's say I removed those strings, a dinam makabo tumma, it still acquires so much makabo because it could still serve to receive items. Nifshat v'chazar or pashat tahor. Now let's say it was straightened out and returned to a regular piece of leather, then it is tahor. Talalavas amatelas milamata, right? Let's say a person went ahead and put a hook on the bottom of it to hang it, then it contracts tuma. Afi shupashi, even though it's flat, shayesh lo tzuras a kli, because we still say because of the hook, it still has the form of a kli. Lachid aleph or shakarach bo esak kamiya. Let's say it's a piece of leather that I use to wrap an amulet. Mikabel tuma, that would receive tuma. Pashto, if I straighten it out, tahor. Chazer mikarach bo, I went back and felt it again. Mikabel tuma, mistame. So by this type of leather that I go ahead and use an amulet, if I unfold and fold it multiple times per day, it always will become tame and then tar again, tame and tar again. Or the leather or parchment that's used to write on the amulet is considered tahor. The im karas bimenu. Let's say someone cut off a piece, and he made a ring for a jewelry. The kabbal tuma, at that point, it would acquire tuma. Okay, lachy beis. Moving to tefillin. A tefillah shel rosh arba kelim him. So as we know, tefillin for the head has four separate compartments. Harei shenitzmes b'meis. Let's say the what it called. The tefillin became tamei from a dead body. V'hitchak sisa rishona b'tikna. And let's say he removed the first of the compartments and fixed it. Harei av b'tuma. It still retains the status of being primary tuma k'shahaisa like it was. So to remove the second compartment in order to fix it. V'hitzer af ashlishis b'tikna. So to remove the third one. V'hitzer af ravi b'tikna or the fourth one. Nasis kula rishon tumah. The entire thing is considered to be first derivative tumah. Shrehidra kol achas vachas, because he removed one at a time. The chazer v'tiknim kulam, and he went ahead and fixed all of them. Gilu zut tefillin achronos shenagu rishonos. And then what it's like as if the later tefillin touched the first one. Now chazer v'hidra so rishona pam shnia v'tikna. Let's say he went ahead and went back again a second time, removed the first box and put it back in again. Harei rishon kishai said still retains its status as first level tumah. If you remove the fourth and you fixed it, then at that point the whole thing starts, because that first one will not produce new status of tumah into other things because it is a derivative. So too, v'chein sandal shehu tameh medras. Let's say a sandal is becomes tameh because of a zav. The nifsika achas me'oznov. And let's say one of its pegs that the attached straps to got removed, a tikna, and you fix it, tameh medras. It still has the status of tameh medras. Nifsika shnia b'tikna. Let's say the second one came out and you fixed it. Are you tahor min medras? I'm sorry. Let's say then it is tahor. During nasu lo oznayim chadashos, because at that point we'll say he made new pegs. Aval tameh maga medras. But it's still tame through touching by medras, like a zav. Let's say he didn't fix the first one until the second one was removed. Let's say he removed the heel, this toe, the front part, or it was divided into two, then it is tahor. Let's say a shoe is damaged. If it doesn't fit most of the foot, it is tahor. So when tefillin has become tameh, how can it become tahor again? So for the tefillin of the arm, it's when you release it from its base from three of the sides. So too for the head, it's also when you move from three sides. But within it, when each compartment's one of the four is separated from the other. So when it comes to a ball, a mold, an amulet, or tefillin, so when it's torn after they become tameh, if you touch them, you're tameh. But that which is inside is tahor. Ha'iko shenipra. Let's say a saddle is torn. Hanogeb b'mashi b'socho tameh. If someone touches what's inside, is tameh. Meisha ha'tafar mechavero v'nasakul guvecha. Because the sewing still attaches it to the saddle itself and is considered to be one entity. That ends Parak Zayin, and we will continue with Parak Chet tomorrow.